Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is May 10th, 2020. And I have the honor to have Professor James Spector on and Professor Joel, both. And I'm going to talk about State of the Nation. And with that said, Jim Spector, I'm going to let you run with it.
Oh, thanks, Stu. I got four big stories for you today. Here's the first. The Associated Press published today, historic unemployment rate upends Trump's reelection bid. We know that was the whole objective here, that the Democrats are playing it out, trying to drag out the lockdown to harm the economy. I think there's going to be a catastrophic outcome for them when the public puts together what's actually been going on. Here's the AP story. The record unemployment rate reported Friday captures the pain of a nation where tens of millions of jobs suddenly vanished, devastating the economy and forcing President Donald Trump to overcome historic headwinds to win a second term. In just a few short months, Trump planned to campaign for re-election on the back of a robust economy. That's a distant memory after more than 20 million jobs were lost in April, leading to an unemployment rate of 14.7, the highest since the Great Depression. There's no parallel in U.S. history for the suddenness or severity of the economic collapse, which is ravaging some states that are crucial to Trump's victory. The president is now tasked with convincing voters that the catastrophic job losses were the results of the pandemic, not his mismanagement of the public health crisis. He also argues he deserves another chance to rebuild what the virus destroyed. Meanwhile, we have a further report, Larry Kudlow, his economic advisor, suggesting that the second half of the year are going to result in a tremendous resurgence of the economy. And fascinating, the Guardian in the UK has now published, Trump says COVID-19 will go away without a vaccine, expects a U.S. death toll to top 95,000. Mike Pence's press secretary has tested positive for coronavirus. China has reported one new case, Russia 10,000. But I think this shows Trump is on top of this. The president's comments at an event with Republican lawmakers capped a horror week in the U.S. in which it was revealed unemployment had risen to 14.7, up from 3.5 in February, with 20 million people losing their jobs. Now, there is more to come, but those are the first reports here that I'd like to get your comments, Stu and Joel. Joel, your thoughts.
I think I have been wondering what would happen to Trump, because my initial thoughts concerning this virus, and it's been verified by Dr. Judy's video that went viral, that this COVID-19 is nothing more than another flu virus. So was this part of the campaign to destabilize Trump, get him out of office, or was it more than that? So like the article is saying, will Trump be able to overcome this tremendous job loss? So go ahead, Stu.
Well, I believe, and I still maintain this, because the Harvard professor being arrested that was doing biological agents for the U.S. government, and that stuff was stolen and passed to that lab in China. And the evidence is up on my site. Some gal did a good research of the ownership to show that Soros was part of the lab. Okay, now you go back to George Soros. Definitely, the FBI nailed somebody in New Hampshire. I never got the story, but I had heard it on the local news or nightly news that they had stopped somebody, had a viral of it. And, of course, you had the arrest of the Harvard and the two other clowns, and China arrested somebody. And from what I got from U.S. intelligence, this thing was set off in New York, L.A., over in France, Italy, and Venezuela. Now, that's what I picked up on. Now, that was all real. Okay, so there was something, some strain out there of something. But to shut down the whole country, this was the Ollie North, Bill Barr, Daddy Bush, Hildebeest, Biden's ultimate wet dreams.
I don't like Bill Barr being included there, Stu. I disagree with you. I think Barr's a principled guy.
Well, Jim, I've got some evidence of Iran-Contra players and showing...
Now, look, Bill Barr may have been involved in Iran-Contra, but he's clearly on Trump's side and against the deep state, and there's going to be a huge number of revelations coming out this week about the corrupt players deep in the DOJ. It's going to lead all the way to Barack Obama, and if it weren't for Bill Barr, that wouldn't be happening.
Well, we'll see if that happens.
Now,
we'll
listen,
see if
I
that
got
happens.
A second... I got
Justice
a second story
sir,
you're going
to
love.
Go to your next story.
Go ahead, Jim.
I got a second story you're going to love. This is the Prime Minister of Italy. Now, he's speaking in Italian. You'll be hearing it in the background. I've got it kind of soft, but I'll tell you exactly what he says because I've got the English translation. The Prime Minister of Italy now. We are on the eve of April 25th, and it's necessary to be united against dictatorships and united in the truth against dictatorships. Let us not make this the chamber of lies. Not the 26th of February, but the 9th of March. The science evoked here said that the virus was little more than an influenza. That science is what inspired this government. It is said, it was said and documented, it was said, don't lie, tell the truth. Don't make this a chamber of lies, at least a principle of Gambiato Vico is applied. Vico, so if you heard and have given the numbers, I want to give them two. No Deatus, no Pagani. These are trying to interrupt. Don't also say here 25,000 deaths. It's not true. Don't use the deaths for rhetoric and terrorism. The numbers from the Higher Institute of Health say that 96.3% died from other diseases. Exactly the data, the numbers. Say this, and it is the truth. It is the truth. Read it. Read it. Colleagues, I have read them all. 60% died from other diseases. According to the Higher Institute of Health, if you don't know it, study it. Colleague Sarabi, colleague Trizzo, trying to interrupt him. Colleagues, turn to the president, being directed by the unintelligent. When Italy was a red zone, everyone was without masks. Everyone here was well. Bassini is accused because he has to wear it. You are ridiculous. You didn't wear it until the day before yesterday. That's exactly how it is. In Germany, the economy, healthcare, and schools will work perfectly on May 4th. We are a state with the fewest rights in Europe. Germany has shown proof of strength and a correct response. We are once more humiliated by Germany, even in illness. Well, it continues. I just want to spell out to you guys what's going on here. The Prime Minister of Germany is calling out the coronavirus as a fraud. He's talking about 96.3% dying from other causes. This is consistent with previous reports I've had that 99% of the deaths reported in Italy had pre-existing conditions, whether it was high blood pressure, diabetes, or heart disease. He's coming out and calling it a sham. He's saying the actual empirical data reveals it's a sham. This is parallel to the Bakersfield physicians calling it a sham because based upon their studies, their data, 5,000 patients in California, the chance of dying from coronavirus in California was 0.03%. I mean, just stunning. So the fact that the Prime Minister of Italy is speaking out so forcefully is going to create a sensation worldwide and expose this as a gigantic hoax. Joe.
Go ahead, Joe.
He is speaking what others have said from the very beginning, that it was a hoax, because there were statements that were made that this was really a flu virus and not something that's going to come in and eat your intestines out. And so that Italian, Prime Minister was exactly right on statement. And this is the assumption that we have to come away from, because the perpetrators of this virus attack had its political agenda. And therein lies where you and others can do a real investigation and getting down to the bottom of the political agenda. Go ahead, Dr. Fisher.
Well, Stu, I know you want to comment. Yes, this was a political pandemic, not a medical emergency, where Fauci was the spear, backed by Bill Gates, Ted Turner, George Soros, David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. They're willing to sacrifice the U.S. economy to try to gain political leverage out of an event that they appear to have orchestrated. They appear to have been participants. It's shocking.
And we got to add who and Bill Gates. And I don't understand, after all the people that Bill Gates has murdered, all the children that are maimed, the numbers are out there, folks, and it's in the hundreds, around 100 and some odd thousand or more. I mean, the numbers are phenomenal. I don't understand why your site...
500,000 girls in India alone were induced with paralysis polio by his polio vaccine. And when the Indian physicians became suspicious, they had it tested for its ingredients, and it included those inducing sterility and non-fertility. So this has been massive. In Africa, similar result. We're talking about hundreds of thousands. In fact, the latest, he admitted recently that if his vaccine is applied worldwide, it's going to bring about 700,000 deaths, which will be more than are going to die from the coronavirus. I mean, it's just staggering.
Well, his idea of the new chip, which I got to get this video up today, but it's a chip, folks, for the Christians out there. It's the mark of the beast. They're going to be able to, you're not going to buy or sell without the chip on you. That's your bank account where they can scan you. But it's got a DNA changer in it. It changes your DNA and your way of thinking. I don't know about you folks, but I don't understand why a guy like George Soros, a guy like Bill Gates, the WHO organization, I don't understand why these people are still breathing. I just don't understand it.
Dr. Fetzer, let's go to your third article.
Yes, it supplements what we've just heard. Fauci's follies. U.S. coronavirus field hospital shut down, most without treating a single patient, because garbage models used by U.S. experts. U.S. Army soldiers built a massive field hospital in Seattle's CenturyLink Field Event Center in late March to treat coronavirus patients, but the facility was never used and was taken down in April. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers mobilized in the U.S. in March, hiring private contractors to build emergency field hospitals around the country. But most of the facilities never treated a single patient. And here we have, field hospitals had the capacity to treat 14,817 coronavirus patients across the U.S. They treated only 1,177, where 1,095 were at the New York City Javits Center. Another example of how garbage models resulted in massive errors in judgment. And those models, of course, were promoted by this guy, Neil Ferguson of the UK at Imperial College, who gave the apocalyptic model that estimated 2.2 million Americans would die and 500,000 Brits. It turns out he scaled back his model now to say less than 20,000 in Britain. If you go from 500,000 to less than 20,000, if you apply that to 2.2 million, it's going to be less than 200,000, which is what Trump is now predicting and anticipating, considerably less. So, you know, it shows these models were garbage that were used as a political club to deceive the president, where Fauci and Brooks used this apocalyptic model to convince Trump to shut down the economy. And because Trump really cares about the public, he shut down the economy based upon what turns out to have been bad advice, while the Democrats are trying to drag it out and harm the economy, harm the public, to promote their own political agenda. This is about as disgraceful as it gets. Joel.
This is where we can use the term psychopath. How is it that Schumer, how is it that Soros, how is it all of these others that you have just named, how can they in all good conscience, watch people die and watch and destroy an entire economy so that they can get the seat of power. It is actually a syndrome of being a psychopath. So go ahead, Stu. You go ahead and make your commentary.
I'm in agreement with you. And, you know, when you really look behind it, you look at the characters that are up against Trump and what they've done to him. I mean, I voted for him. I still support him. But we're going to have to clean house, folks, with the rest of them. And I'll tell you what, Biden, rapist, child, there's stuff out here on the Internet about being a pedophile, too. That's Biden. And who's he going to bring in? Hildebeest? Hildebeest? Hillary Clinton's his vice president? Come on. It's like putting the devil in the hen house.
All right, Jim, let's do your fourth article.
Yeah, here's the fourth story. Oregon Governor Brown bans large gatherings until September. Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced Thursday that though her state will begin taking steps to reopen on May 15th amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, she added, Oregon Health Authority has said any large gathering, at least through September, should be canceled or modified. She specifically said things like sporting events, concerts, conventions, and festivals can't take place until there are better treatment options available for coronavirus. There are some difficult news to share, Brown said. Large gatherings, including live sporting events with audiences, concerts, festival, and convention, will not be able to return until we have a reliable treatment or prevention like a vaccine. But as Trump has observed, we don't need a vaccine. We already have hydroxychloroquine, which Anthony Fauci knew was an effective treatment. It's not only an antidote, it's not only a cure, but it's a preventative. He knew because it was published in the National Institutes of Health's own journal, Virology, in 2005. And now we have additional reports. Democratic governors face dozens of lockdown lawsuits. All have used a pandemic as a pretext for curtailing constitutional rights. This is an absolutely stunning development. The governors behave as if they recognize no legal boundaries. Consequently, the voters have sought to correct them. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, Democrat, for example, is the defendant in at least two federal lawsuits, including a challenge to his prohibition of religious services in the Garden State. We have more. Not limited to Murphy, a lot of the lawsuit filed against Governor Andrew Cuomo, Democrat, by Brooklyn lawyer Neek Guyton, who vehemently objected to Cuomo's threat to use law enforcement personnel to coerce compliance with his ban on large gatherings. Those infringements aren't limited to lockdowns in the Northeast. Further down the coast in Virginia, one such incident was so egregious that the Department of Justice has filed papers in the 4th U.S. Circuit Court in support of Pastor Kevin Wilson of the Lighthouse Fellowship Church. Pastor Wilson was served a summons for holding a Palm Sunday service on April 5th and has been threatened with jail and a $2,500 fine. There's much more going on here. It's simply stunning. It's going to be a legal morass in the aftermath because these governors are all power mad and they're imposing all kinds of constraints in violation of the Constitution of the United States. Joel.
Exactly. And I would say to the audience that keep in mind that we have something that still has to be investigated. As I said before, the political agenda. And people like you, Dr. Fetzer, and Stu are at the tip of the spear of the investigation. So I'll pass this now on to Stu. Go ahead.
Well, I'm in agreement with both of you, and we're going to have to do something like they did, where is this now, Michigan or Wisconsin, where the female governor is, and they marched into the Capitol with guns?
Michigan.
I mean, they were there at arrest is what I heard. Now, they showed what can happen to any governor. All we have to do, folks, is bring your charges against them and go arrest them. Bring citizens' arrest upon them. You can also recall them. There's a petition to recall them on the front of my website. You just take it down, file the Secretary of State's office. But you have to do it in your voting district. I can't do it for you. But if you do a recall, I'll give you attention. I'll give you a spot on my website. I'll give you a spot where people can contact to help push the recall. I'll put you on the air. Let's get rid of these people. Let's do it this year. We didn't vote them in, but we can recall them. We can arrest them if they've done something illegally.
Stu, I got a bonus. Sure, I got two bonus for you here. One is Sean Hannity is whipped out here. He's saying showing a force is dangerous about the Michigan protesters. I think Sean Hannity just cashed in all his chips as far as credibility is concerned. But here's an even bigger development. Following last week's release, Attorney Clevenger alleges Office of the Director of National Intelligence has in his possession communications between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks, which of course confirmed Russia collusion was a lie. There's a lot more to this story. I published a book about it 2 years ago, exposing the Russia hoax. You can find it online at Lulu, where I explained that there was no Russian hacking, that Seth Rich, who was a Bernie Sanders supporter, was so disillusioned by the sabotaging of Bernie Sanders' campaign by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, that he did the download directly from the DNC servers into a memory device with the assistance of Kim.com, and then transferred that information to Julian Assange. I even had, our nation's leading cyber security expert on my own show, and he confirmed that it was downloaded at a rate too rapid to be a distant hacking and in the Eastern time zone, which confirms the story. Here we're getting confirmation now. And I tell you, more revelations are coming. They may think that by destroying the economy, they've done Trump harm. I'm convinced the American people are going to rally to the president's support for trying his best to manage when he's been surrounded by traitors, deceivers, liars, phonies, and fakes like Anthony Fauci, motivated by Bill Gates and other miscreants, including Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama, who appears to, by the way, have orchestrated the attempt to sabotage Trump's campaign. The evidence is becoming increasingly clear, and Obama, in a futile effort to try to save his own hide, is now coming out and attacking Trump for his inadequate response to the coronavirus. When Anthony Fauci himself was initially explaining this was nothing for the public to worry about, there was no problem, no need for masks, it was all a monster fraud, I think the Democrats are going to go down to a defeat of landslide proportions, maybe the greatest in American history. Joel.
I am in agreement with you, Dr. Fetzer, because this is going to come down to what is it that's going to be the next coronavirus pandemic? Could it be having to do something to do with the coming elections? Could it be that somehow a hacking is going to take place? Because they have gamed that particular scenario. Just last week, they concluded the game, and that was to see what would happen to the elections if they were hacked. Go ahead, Stu.
Well, I'm pretty much in agreement with both of them. The only cure I see is we've got to get them out. Recalls are easy, folks. Pay $150, Secretary of State, download the form. An attorney drafted. A guy did two recalls in Colorado. Stories in there. They were successful. Because why? Two congressmen in Colorado decided they were going to vote to take everybody's guns away. They said, no, we're going to recall you. That's a violation of the Constitution. They recalled them. Now, people need to do this. And I guarantee you, if they say, oh, you got to take this vaccination, which you're talking about by the end of the year, everybody have to have it. No, it's the mark of the beast. It's your bank account number. You can't buy or sell without it. It's in the Bible. It's in the Revelations. Now, it has a DNA changer. What's that all about? Change your way of thinking. You'd be a zombie. If you don't take it, you don't eat. Well, you know what? We're going to have to take our government back. And the only way to do it is to recall them, get them the fuck out of office now, or go in at gunpoint and arrest them, make citizens arrest. That's my attitude towards this whole thing. And we're going to have to stay on topic because it's going to get nastier after the election.
Well, Stu, it's been a real pleasure being on with you and Joel again. I really appreciate your efforts to get the word out to the American people. I think you're doing a great job of it.
Well, you are too, Jim, and Joel is too. Everybody's trying to wake the people up. But, you know, by the way, for the listeners, Dr. Judy, what's her last name?
Miskovitz.
Yes. The video that went viral that they immediately attacked in the media, they took it down off of Facebook and they took it down off of YouTube, et cetera. It'll be on my site later today, folks. With that
good
said,
work, Stu. Good work. I featured her on my show on The Raw Deal, which is broadcast Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday over Revolution Radio. Anyone who wants to listen, go to freedomslips.com, freedomslips.com, Studio Way, 6 to 8 Eastern Time on Revolution Radio, The Raw Deal. I'd be glad to have you join the audience and call in if you have any questions. I announce the call for the second hour every show.
All right. Give out your website, Jim.
JamesFetzer.org. I'm also on Twitter at Jim Fetzer, and I'm doing daily updates with Dean Ryan in Los Angeles and Mike Barra in Seattle and publishing them there. We've been doing them for 3 weeks now, Stu, so if you want to catch up the latest developments, we're right there, the cutting edge in reporting what's going on across the country with this coronavirus fake pandemic.
All right, Jim. And Joel, you got any last words?
Nope. All right,
I thank both of you for being on here with me. Have a good day.